the DeJong factor in this too, because you know Edmund has played great in center, but you know I think you've got two other guys who are very capable, above average major league center fielders in Carlson and Nootbaar. So I don't think they would be, you know, even no matter how well Edmund has played out there, I don't think you'd be missing a whole lot by putting one of those two guys into that spot. If DeJong's offense continues to struggle, then I think you know you've got to maybe look at trying to improve the offense by putting Edmund back at shortstop. So we'll see. It all depends on how they're playing, if they're winning or losing ballgames too.
Yeah, I'm not objective on Paul DeJong. I'm an unabashed homer. And I want to give you this case. You know, he had two hits yesterday. And if at the end of the season, I mean, he's on pace for like 23, 24 home runs and he plays good defense, why do we all want to get rid of Paul DeJong? I think that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got, I don't know, I don't have those stats in front of me, but the last month hasn't been good. You know, I mean, yeah. He's hitting under 200 for the last month again. And we've just seen through so many stretches like that. Yeah, I like Paul DeJong, too. I like him personally. I like him as a player. But I just think, to me, as you look forward, you know, the future of this ball club, I just don't see a spot on this ball club for Paul DeJong at $12.5 million next year. So, again, I guess it kind of depends, again, on what we talked about right off the top, about whether you're looking, you know, trying to win in 2023 right now, or you're already looking ahead to 2024 as you kind of make those kind of decisions.
Okay, final thought. David Freese did something rather noble that should be applauded. He declined an invitation to go into the Cardinal Hall of Fame. He just basically said, I'm not worthy. What Cardinal players in the past who've had significantly better careers are not in who should be in? One guy jumped out at me would be George Hendrick. But who else yep. for you?
Well, the two guys off those 80s clubs, I would say, they had probably better careers than David Freese, but I think you could argue they were just as good, if not a little bit better, would be Terry Pendleton and Jack Clark. You know, they're not in the Cardinal Hall of Fame. And then from the later years, you could look at Edgar Renteria, who was a captain on those teams in the early 2000s. He's on the ballot this year. I mean, those are guys among position players. I think it's an easier comparison. I mean, you've got Matt Morris, you've got Joaquin Andujar, you've got Steve Carlton, all of those guys on the pitching side that I think all have a legitimate case, too. So there's some guys out there. But, I mean, it is going to be at some point, you know, you can't put everybody in the Hall of Fame. So at some point, you're going to probably run out of guys that you know, automatically you say, I mean, you got certain guys that you know are going to be automatic when their turn comes. And, you know, Pujols, Wainwright, Molina, you know, some of those guys. But the other guys, you may be getting a little bit thin on the talent level.
All right, what are you working on for the website?
Got a story I'm trying to get about collecting some stories from scouts who've had interesting travels over this year about as they go out and try to find the next great Jordan Walker or Nolan Gorman for the next year's draft.
Very good. We appreciate it, Rob. We'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, Frank. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Rob Raines joining us. We're going to switch topics.